בוקר טוב, ערב שבת שלום, פרשת וישב, ערב חנוכה, עושה רבותיי. I want to show you a beautiful correlation between, obviously there's many correlations in Miketz and Chanukah, but there's even some in Parashat Vayeshev. Listen carefully. You know, in Chanukah, if you look in the Gemara, there's a whole Torah why there's no such thing as Masechet Chanukah, but all the dinim and history of Chanukah is discussed in Masechet Shabbat, Daf Kaf Aleph Amud Bet, in the Sugiyah of Nerot, Eze Perek, Bameh Madlikim. So over there, in the Sugiyot of what's Kasher, L'Shemen of Rapidot, first Nerot Shabbat, then the Gemara goes off on a tangent and discusses also Dine Chanukah. What's interesting is that if you look in the Gemara, where it says, you know, the famous Gemara, Mai Chanukah, the Tanur Rabbanan, yeah, it gives the whole background over there, and it discusses at length, at, you know, great lengths, the Nes of what? Of the Pach HaShemen, they came, the Metameh Vezeh, the Gemara doesn't say one word of what? Of the Milchama. Garnished with garnished. Yeah? Only talks about over there the Nes of Pach HaShemen, and that they rededicated the Beit HaMikdash, and that the Chachamim were metaken to Lehodot ul Halel, to give praise and thanksgiving, and Halel, the real thanksgiving is a Chanukah. So now what? Where's the Nes of the Milchama? Not even a word? We only talk about the Nes of the Milchama, where in the Tefillah, Natata, Sarat Giborim Beit Chalashim, Rabbi Miyad Na'atim, but in the Gemara, where it's actually recorded, not one word about the Nes. Now, if you stop to think about it for a second, the Sichot Musar asks, he says, just think about it. Am Yisrael were facing an existential threat. We were almost wiped off the map, even though that wasn't, the Assyrian Greeks didn't necessarily want to do that to begin with, but that's what happened. You know, Haman wanted to kill us all. The Greeks didn't, but that's what ended up happening, that when we went to war, eventually they came and they wanted to wipe us out. We were b'sakanat akhada, right? We could have been extinct as a nation. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did such a tremendous nes. Mamash, you know, 15 people, if you look and read Megillat Antiochus, the extent of the nes over there against millions of people, it makes no sense. That military miracle makes no sense whatsoever. And then when you look at the nes of the Pach HaShemen, of that one leftover jug with the chotam of the Kohen Gadol, that's a wonderful thing, but it seems to pale in comparison to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu let us, you know, be victorious in war and let us remain alive. So why do we make such a big deal about the nes of the Pach HaShemen and no deal in the Gemara about the nes of the military victory? Lo mevin, mazeh. Question number one. Number two, Rabotai, if you look in Parashat HaShavua, Yosef HaTzadik went through a lot of Gehinam in this week's parasha. The Yadua. Achon? Yosef Urad Mitzrayim, they sold him back and forth in skin. Now, again, there were things that Chazal were critical about Yosef for, but at the end of the day, he went through a lot of tzar. Now it says, if you look, I'll read to you the Midrash here. When Yosef was sold, it says, "Vayisu enehim bayiru." The brothers lifted their eyes and they saw. V'hineh orechat yishme'ayim ba'ami Gilad, uchman lehem noseim nechot usriv alot olechim la'orid Mitzrayim. It says that there was a caravan of Arabs that was coming down from Gilad, and they were carrying all these pleasant smelling things, and they were going down to Mitzrayim. They pulled them out and they put them in there. Says Rashi Akadosh, and Rashi quotes the Midrash. He says, "Why do we care what they were carrying? Why is that relevant to the story? And if they were carrying a neodema, who cares? Why is that a relevant part of the story over here?" It says the Midrash, usually what Arabs, in those times especially, what did they travel with, what they carry? They took hides and crude oil and stuff, things that stink. Ela bo ur'e. מזימן הקדוש ברוך הוא לאותו צדיק באותה שעה, סכים מלאים בסמים, שרוח מנשבת בהם, מפני ריחן של ערביים. He says, הקדוש ברוך הוא was חס על יוסף הצדיק. On his way down to Mitzrayim, he didn't want to be skin to smell all sorts of offensive things, oils and body odor and stuff like that. Therefore, what? He brought him all sorts of בסמים וזה. So at least on the way down to Mitzrayim, I'll have some air freshener. יפה, נכון? מאוד יפה. Says the שיחות מוסר, put yourself in Yosef HaTzadik's position for a second. Your brothers hate you. They almost killed you. They're selling you down to Mitzrayim. In your mind, you're never going to see your family again. You're going from learning Torah bechavruta with Yaakov Avinu regel amirkava to going down to Eivat Aretz, you're probably going to become a goy and never see your family again. How much do you think you really care right now about how it smells on the way down to Mitzrayim? How relevant is that to you? Hashem made such a nes that he changed around the teva of these people carrying smelly stuff. So now he brought down, now they brought down pleasant smelling stuff. So he didn't have to smell, so he didn't have to have an offensive smell. What offensive smell, Hashem? Machpatlo, he's being sold to Eivat Haaretz. This is it. His life is over. Do we care about what he's smelling? Says you. He's with me when you're going down to Mitzrayim now. Eivat Haaretz, it's over. There's no such thing as Judaism in Mitzrayim. There's no Bet Chabad in Cairo at the time. You know what I'm saying? There's no. Huh? Yeah, well, this was pre-Rav Ovadia. Anyway, so now. This was the Vegas of Mitzrayim at the time, made Vegas look like you know, the Bet Midrash. Anyway, the Kitzur. No, I'm sorry. But, Mikol Makom Rabotai, Takshivuto. You look at many, many different nisim throughout history, and you see many times Chod Musar is a gaon. He goes to Tanakh, he goes to Shas, and he shows you different examples of nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with kind of twists to the nes that you never understand why it's there. Why is this relevant? For instance, he says that when there was the showdown between David and Goliath, over there David HaMelech took the slingshot and he slung the rock into his forehead. The pasuk says, "Vayachet haPelishti et mitzcho, vatitba'a even b'mitzcho, vayipol al panav arza." Rashi HaKadosh on the spot says, the pasuk says that he got hit in the head with the rock forcefully, and then he fell forward. Not forward. Usually, according to the laws of physics, you get hit in the head with something hard. Which way do you fall? Back. Ma pitom achshav Goliath. Now he's falling forwards. Why? Says Rashi HaKadosh, but if we did a nis, why Goliath is a big guy. He was 6.5 amot. Now, if he fell backwards, David HaMelech would have to walk an extra, not only his height of 6.5 amot, but now backwards, because he fell backwards, another 6.5 amot. Therefore, what? He would have to, Hashem wanted to save him that distance of 6.5 amot, right? Because now he'd have to walk 13 altogether. Hashem saved him that 6.5, so he fell forward. Shkoyach. How much do I care that I'm going to have to walk 6.5 whole amot I'm going to have to walk? Yeah, how much is Ma'alach Dalet Amot? About 3 seconds. So how much is 6.5? About 4. Wow. An extra 4 seconds of walking. Shkayach. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu just saved David HaMelech from certain death. Elama, says the Sichot Musar, in every great miracle, especially when there are existential miracles, which means that Hashem needed to do these miracles in order to keep us alive, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always perform a smaller, less noticeable miracle in order to show you that he's there. And he's not only doing it because he wants to keep you alive and he needs to keep you alive, but because he loves you. Therefore, now he applies it to all of these things. He gives a mashal. He says, for instance, let's say there's a big heirloom in the family. Let's say family had a diamond or whatever else it was. And one day, this diamond goes missing. And everybody, you know, the whole house is turned upside down. Everybody's nervous. They're panicking. They're anxious that everybody's hysterical, that the diamond is gone. And what do? Everybody splits up to go look for it. All of a sudden, little kid looking under the radiator or something, finds the diamond. Ooh, everybody, sisu b'simchu b'simchat Torah. They found the diamond. And the father goes over to him, he picks him up, he throws him up in the air, and he says, thank you so much. And the father gives the kid a kiss, and he gives him Hanukkah gelt. He gives him like those chocolate coins for Hanukkah. And the kid is b'me'ayin olam haba. Why? Because his father gave him a kiss, and he gave him chocolate coins for Hanukkah. Even though the greatest simcha b'bayit now, they just saved themselves. They found something that's worth millions, maybe. But the son, what is he happy about? What's he the most thrilled about? That his father gave him a kiss and they gave him Chanukah gelt. Why? Because that's what's important to him. That's the chavivut that the father gave him that didn't give anybody else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in every nis that he gives us, many of the nisim that he does have that element of chavivut, that element of endearment to show us that he's there and that he loves us and he's doing it not only out of necessity,
but also out of love. That's why when Yosef was Hurad Mitzrayim, Yosef is going down, and he's going through, now he's going to, you know, through 12 years of Gehinam in Mitzrayim and Eshet Potiphar and jail and this and that, until he saw a little bit of light in the beginning of next week's parasha. Yeah, we don't realize it. This week's parasha goes through 12 years. You know, we read in one Shabbat, but it's 12 years long. Can you imagine being in jail for 12 years, Hashem Yirachem Yatzid, with the lowest of the low, with the mamash, the filth of society? Yosef is there and he has to tend to them, and all the yisurim that come along with that, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yeah, in the hall, Hashem Yirachem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still shows me, says, Aimu Anochi B'Tzara, wherever you go, I go. Yeah? Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov Avinu, Anochi ered imecha mitzrayma, ve'anochi alcha gam alo. He says, I'll bring you down to Mitzrayim, I'll be with you, and I'll take you out. The same way I brought you down, I'll take you out. This was HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Yosef HaTzadik, this is a weirdness that really seems al panav insignificant, but it really, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chanukah gelt to Yosef HaTzadik. He says, I'm here, I didn't go anywhere. By the Nerot Chanukah as well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to help us win the war, because otherwise that would have spelled the end of Am Yisrael. But even when we won the war, Hashem says, and now here's the nes of Pach HaShemen. Be'emet me'ikar ad-din, like the Pnei Yoshua says in his Chidushim on Masechet Shabbat, we didn't even need the nes of Pach HaShemen. We could have lit the menorah as is with impure oil, because like the Gemara says many places, Tum'ah utra b'tzibur, when the entire tzibur is tameh as they were, Tum'ah is utra. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do the nes that they found one jug which that was tahor and they lit it and it should have lasted for one day and it lasted for eight? Why isn't he seen? Why? That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kiss. That's Hashem saying, and this is because I love you. I saved you from the war because I had to. But this nes of the Pach HaShemen is my kiss. That shows you that I love you. I didn't have to do this. When you do something for your child, that's extra. Right? Everybody's got to give his kids clothing, food, shelter, that's pashut. But when you give your kid a treat, what's that? That's something extra. That shows the kid, that's because my Abba loves me. And especially on Shabbatot, especially in our house. During the week, treats, it's off limits. All the treats we save for Shabbat Kodesh. Why? Because then you kill two birds with one stone. So that's for my Abba, first of all, or for my parents, that means that they love me. And number two, it's because of Shabbat. So then they always associate what? They associate treats and special things with Shabbat Kodesh. Zitzach leot kacha. Right? If you spoil the kids rotten all week long, so why would they give any more chashivut to Shabbat? You got to associate Shabbat with something special. Mashu kadosh, mashu. Yeah, something that is supreme over all other days. Aval ma, that's a kadosh baruch hu's nisim. That's why he treats us. That's what he does to us. And that's all the nisim that a kadosh baruch hu does out of love. That's the special kiss that a kadosh baruch hu always gives us to remind us that he's with us, even in galut, even in tsa'ar. Kadosh Baruch Hu is there, and he's going to take us out of the galut as well, just like he told Yosef at Tzadik. Motai Shabbat Shalom, Tiskul Shem Rabot, Bezat Hashem. We'll meet next week during Chanukah. Yom Tov, Shabbat Shalom, be well. Good Shabbos.
Should we call the thing?